I don't know, it used to be old white boy, honey, the name Larry Billy Bobo Billy, I mean Billy and Bobo and Larry had a great big old strapping boy, honey, with us, and he wouldn't help make a fire at night for nothing. And soon as the fire died down, he'd come right up and get right over between them boys and the fire. And he just nearly freeze them. Yeah, when they wake up, they freeze. And they were scared of that big old boy. He could whoop them. And I'd tell them, I said, boys, if y'all want to whoop that boy, cut you a good stick and hit him right across the knees. That's as hard as you can hit him. You hit him across the knees, he's a weakening, you know, and you drop down there and put him over the head. When you get out, y'all done beat the dog out of him. And they scared they wouldn't hit him hard enough to bring him down. And he freed them boys, and I woke up one night and Billy was laying right next to me. And I woke up and this big old fat on the pig and sat down right in Billy's face. Billy's laying close to the fire, and he's fixing to sit down right in his face. I said, get him there, boy, you fixing to sit down on this boy here. And I woke up one night, and he'd stepped over between me and the fire. I woke up cold. I didn't say nothing to him. I went on out through the woods, and I found an old lighted stump about this high. It had big old ribs to it and tar running at it, and it had rotted off in the ground. And I just jicked it out, great big roots, and kid it up there and piled it down before I put any of it on the fire. I got it all up there, and then I laid it on the fire, and the tar went running at it. And when it started burning, I said, I ain't gonna let it catch a fire, but I'm gonna quit getting in a hill before. I laid there and watched him out of fire. I see his pants begin to smoke. He had big old thick lips. I see his lips go stretching out that way. I didn't mean that much. Otherwise, the pair's been smoking all up here in the boot of his wrist. And when he moved, he touched it, and it was hot. He said, God damn, you try and boil me up, please. I said, no, I just want you to quit getting my head over by him. He said, yeah, I'm fine. I didn't want to burn him up, but I broke him from getting ahead of me. Go out there and deal me a big fire. I wouldn't wake him up. Deal that fire, let that fire wake him up. I was hunting one night, and a fella come to me. I heard him hollering. And I could hear him talking. My dogs were running. I thought somebody's with him. And the nigga come to me was drunk. He come out of Helican over there, come through them swamps drunk, and come to me, and me and a white fellow was running a coon. And he come staggering up down there. And the dogs were trailing right up the creek. We was walking the old fish trail up the bank of the creek. And he was behind a stack back there. And the creek made a bend and come around this way. But when he got to where that bend was, me and this white fella had walked on around the bend. When he got there, he covered himself and gone straighten out that bend. He stepped right over in the creek. We hear something like that. Kalum! I looked like that thing had happened floating on top of the water.